It's hour number two of this week's Blues Before Sunrise. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. And if you're just now joining us, we've sort of thrown the regular format out for this week only. And we spent the first hour doing a feature that we do from time to time. We call it pre-war and post-war, where we take a particular tune and find first the early version, which was generally done before World War II, and then we find the people that did it after World War II. And in this first record, it's got quite a history there. We got a handful of them here. We're going to start out listening to Robert Pettway from March of 1941, and he does the classic Catfish Blues. Then Bobo Thomas recorded a version in August of 1951 for the Trumpet label with Rice Miller on harmonica. And we also have, it's not called Catfish Blues. Muddy Waters does a version of Catfish Blues, but it's called, historically, Rolling Stone from February of 1950. And the last of the four sides, we feature Eddie Taylor in November 1957, and he doesn't call it Catfish or Rolling Stone. He takes part of the lyrics that Robert Pettway sang, Take a Stroll Out West. He calls his Stroll Out West. So it's Catfish, it's Rolling Stone, it's Stroll Out West, and they're all the same tune.
Night. Well, I tried to take my rest. Notion struck me last night, bye-bye. Take your stroll out west. 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 What if I want a catfish, mama? I said swimming deep down in the blue sea. I'll lead a gal now, sweet mama, sitting out. Sitting out hook for me. 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 Sitting out hook. I went down, yes, down to the church house, yes. Well, I called on me to pray. Fell on my knee now, mama didn't know that. Naughty, what do you say? Naughty, what do you say? Naughty, what do you Naughty, what do you Naughty, what to say? Naughty, what to say? Not in wood to see. Well, man, play him a long time. I'm gonna ride, ride me a little baby. I'm gonna ride him. Just to see, see my baby, do she thinking of little old thing of me, 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 how little thing.
We
Well, I feel like a catfish when I deep down in the sea. I have no more words for my little girl looking out after me. Looking out after me. Well, I'm broke, baby, I'm hungry, baby, I'm ready now, dirty food. But if I clean up, little mama, get out. Well, I know my little baby, but you sure gone jump and shout. When the train roll up and I can walk in now. I know you don't want me, babe, why don't you tell me so? When I walk in by the road,
well, I wish I was a catfish swimming in the deep blue sea. I would have all you good looking women fishing after me, showing up after me, showing up after me. Oh, love. Oh, love. I went to my baby's house and I sat down on her step. She said, come on in now, buddy, you know my husband just not left. Showing up and just not left. Showing up and just not left. Oh, Lord. Oh, well. Oh, well. Well, my mother told my father just before I was born, I got a boy child coming, he's gonna be a rolling stone. Showing up, he's a rolling stone. Showing up, he's a rolling stone. Oh, well, he's a. Oh, well, he's a. Oh, well, he's a. Thank you.
like the lowdown, oh, tiny long. I'm gonna cut the first thing smoking back down the road I'm going. Back down the road I'm going. Back down the road I'm going. Showing up there. Showing up there.
Some real rough and tumble stuff there, Eddie Taylor. Stroll Out West, just a trio. He, Jimmy Lee Robinson, second guitar, Earl Phillips on the drums. From November 1957, it rounds out our opening set this hour. We started out with Robert Pettway and Catfish Blues from March 1941. Then we listened to Bobo Slim Thomas on the trumpet label with Rice Miller accompanying on harmonica, their Catfish Blues, this one done after the war, August 1951. We heard the classic recording from Muddy Waters, which was Catfish Blues, but he called it Rolling Stone. Of course, that's where the name the Rolling Stones came from, was this particular tune. That was done in February 1950, and that led us around to Eddie Taylor, and he took a stroll out west. Same tune, three different titles. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. Again, we're doing pre-war, post-war. One a tune done before the war, and then a second version of that same tune done after the war. Hey, we just had Muddy Waters. He'll be here again. We've got Big Joe Turner and the classic Baby Please Don't Go with the original. And then we'll listen to Muddy Waters and his recording from May of 1953.
Now, baby, please don't go. Now, baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go back to your auntie and get your coat like me. I believe it, a man done gone. I believe it, a man done gone. I believe it, a man done gone to the county phone. Now with the long chain on, turn your man down low. Turn your lamp down low. Turn your lamp down low. I cried all night long. Now, baby, please don't go. I begged you night before. I begged you night before. Turn your lamp down low. Now, baby, please don't go. I be my baby, don't lie. I be my baby, don't lie. I be my baby, she lied. Said she didn't have a man. Now, while I had my time. Take my trunk this morning, baby. Go back to rolling for. I believe I leave young. I believe I leave young. I believe I leave young. Cause you got me way up young. And you don't feel much young. Now, baby, please don't go. Oh, baby, please don't go. Oh, baby, please don't go. Back to you on me. You know I love you so. I see you trying to leave me young. Why leave your daddy young? Why leave your daddy young? You got me way down here. And you don't feel my.
About the golden ball, but she's my dad. New Orleans, get your own idea.
Well, I'm calling this pre-war and post-war, right? I think maybe we should take records I didn't like and record I did like. Big Joe Williams and Baby Please Don't Go from October 1935. He's there on guitar. Chasey Collins is on the washboard. And driving me absolutely nuts was a guy named Dad Tracy on a one-string fiddle. I couldn't wait. And at the end of the record, it didn't end cleanly. It's just like a snake. You couldn't kill it. It just kept making noise. That was Big Joe Williams and Baby Please Don't Go. And then Muddy Waters, his version was called Turn Your Lamp Down Low. But it was Baby Please Don't Go. His was from May of 1953. And classic band there, Muddy on guitar and vocal, Little Walter harmonica, Jimmy Rogers on second guitar, and one of the truly great pieces of blues drumming in the whole genre was Elgin Evans, and sort of a march beat to carry the whole thing on out. That was great. Here's another one. Let's see. We had Catfish, which featured Muddy. We had Baby Please Don't Go, which featured Muddy. And now we've got another one. This is the pre-war, post-war version of, well, the pre-war version is called Roll and Tumble Blues from March 1929. Hambone Willie Newborn is the artist there. And then we'll listen to Babyface Leroy Foster. It's Babyface Leroy Foster on drums and vocal. It's Little Walter on harmonica. It's Muddy on a really wicked guitar here from January 1950. This is a classic version of Rollin' and Tumblin'. He was also, the Chess Brothers heard him do this record. They heard that he had done this record. They heard the record and insisted that he record a version for them, which is not nearly as good as the one we're about to listen to.
And I rollin' and tumblin', I cried the whole night long. I rode and I tumbled and I cried the whole night long. And I rode this morning, Mama, and I didn't know right from wrong. Up and find your door roller gone. You ever wake up and find your door roller gone? And you wring your hands, you cry the whole day long. And I told my one Lord before I left the town. Told my one just before I left the town. Don't she let nobody tear a bell house down. Sweet mama, your trouble gonna come someday.
Hits just keep coming. That's Babyface Leroy Foster. And he's teamed there with Little Walter and Muddy Waters. They called themselves the Headhunters. They recorded this for the Parkway label. Two-parter, A and the B side of the same 78 from January of 1950. That was the post-war version of Rollin' and Tumblin'. Before that, one that wasn't nearly as loud, but it seemed to be just as vicious, Hambone Willie Newborn. Roll and Tumble Blues from March of 1929. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. We're doing pre-war, post-war. We're listening to different versions of the same tune, usually done first the early one before the war and then a version after the war. Just shows how the tradition carried over, that the young aspiring bluesmen were influenced by the guys who really blazed the trail. Here's another example of that. We've got Tony Hollins here with a recording from June 1941, Crawling King Snake, and a guy who did it many times over the course of his career, John Lee Hooker. As nearly as I can detect, this is his earliest recording of Crawling King Snake.
Baby, crawling to your door. Got anything I want, mama? Put up on your floor, 'cause I'm a crawling king snake, and I rule my den. Don't wanna catch you hanging around my maze. Gonna use you for my friend. Well, I need feeding, baby, so I can get down. If you don't feed me, I'm gonna crawl back in the ground, 'cause I'm a crawling king snake, and I rule my den. Don't wanna catch you hanging around my maze. Gonna use you for my friend. Well, you caught me crawling, mama. The grass was very high. Gonna keep on crawling, baby, till the day I die, 'cause I'm a crawling king snake, and I rule my den. Don't wanna catch you hanging around my mate. Gonna use you for my friend. Yes, yes. Play it, boy.
You know you caught me crawling now, baby. Well, when the grass was very high, I'm just gonna keep on crawling now, baby, until the day I die. Because I'm a crawling chain snake, and I rule my den. Come on and give me what I want, baby, and I won't crawl no more. You know I'm going away now, baby, but I'll be back for long. When I come to town now, baby, I'll be the same old snake again, cause I'm a crawling king snake. Yes, yes. And I rule my den. Come on and give me what I want, baby, and I won't crawl no more. Yes, I'm crawling now, baby. I'm crawling in front of your door. You got anything I want now, baby? I'm gonna crawl up on your floor. Because I'm a crawling king snake, and I rule my day.
Johnny Lee Hooker there, and Crawling King Snake from 1948. The other one, Tony Hollins, the early version was from June of 1941. Hey, here's another one. We've got four different versions of this tune. What's interesting is that all four artists decide to call the tune the same title. It's the classic Sloppy Drunk Blues. You hear a lot of the Leroy Carr version. Also, Sonny Boy No. 1 did it, but again, the person who originated the tune, who originally recorded it, it's the same person who did Black Angel Blues, and that was Lucille Bogan. Her version took place March of 1930. Leroy Carr didn't record his until September of 1930. Then John Lee Williamson will do a version again before the war, July 1941. Of course, the classic version in the post-war years is by Jimmy Rogers from 1954. It's for Sloppy Drunks.
I'd rather be sloppy drunk than anything I know. I'd rather be sloppy drunk than anything I know. And I know I have a pint will see me go. I love my moonshine whiskey better than I do my I love my moonshine whiskey better than I do my Maine. You can have your beer in your bottle, give me my cool kind cane. I'd rather be sloppy drunk sitting in the cane. I'd rather be sloppy drunk sitting in the cane than to be at home rolling with my man. Bring me another two-bit pint. Bring me another two-bit pint. got my habits on. I'm going to rake this joint. I've been on this sloppy drunk for a solid year. I've been on this sloppy drunk for a solid year. And when I can't get my whiskey, bring me my cool cane beer. My good man's with me or somebody else. My good man's with me or somebody else. And now I'm sloppy drunk, drinking by myself.
Than anything I know. You know I'd rather be stopping drunk than anything I know. You know in another half a pint, woman, and you will see me go. Now my gal, she done quit me for somebody else. Now my gal, she done quit me for somebody else. Now I'm sloppy drunk again, woman, sleeping all by myself. Now I would rather be sloppy drunk, sipping in the can. You know I would rather be sloppy drunk, woman, sipping in the can. Now I'm be out in the street, running from the man. Because bring another half a pint. Now I believe I'm getting drunk, babe, I'm gonna ring the gun. Now and I love my moonshine whiskey, I tell thee what I do. I love my moonshine with you. Tell me what I do. Nah, but I drank the mile with you, beginning along with you. Nah, I'm on drink while I'm up, baby, and drink until I fall. Now I'm gonna drink while I'm up, woman. Drink until I'm full. Now if you want me to stop drinking whiskey, you ain't talking about nothing at all.
All right, one more.
Than anything I know. I would rather be sloppy drunk than anything I know. Now then another half a pint, maybe you will see me go. I'm gonna drink it while I'm a woman. Until I fall. I'm gonna drink while I'm a woman. Drink until I fall. And if you're talking about stop drinking, you ain't talking about nothing at all.
Don't understand.
right, fourth version there, Jimmy Rogers from April 1954. We started out with Lucille Bogan, March 1930, Sloppy Drunk Blues. Then Leroy Carr, and they picked up the tempo, he and Scrapper on this one, Sloppy Drunk Blues, September 1930, four or five months later. Then John Lee Williamson, Sonny Boy Number One, July 1941 for his version with Blind John Davis piano and Ransom Nolan on the bass, Sonny Boy harmonica and vocal. And that led us around to Jimmy Rogers, great band here, Little Walter harmonica, Muddy guitar, Otis Spann piano, Willie Dixon bass, Fred Belo on the drums, April 1954. Hey, if I hustle, we got time to do one more. We're going to do a pre-war and post-war from the immortal Robert Johnson and the classic Crossroads from November 1936. And then the guy who sort of, between Dust My Broom and Crossroads, was sort of a Robert Johnson disciple, Elmore James, and his version from August of 1954.
I work hard for my baby. I'll put 6 feet in the grave.
I was standing at the crossroad, and my baby not around. Well, I was standing at the crossroad, and my baby not around. Well, I began to wonder, is poor Elmo sinking down?
There's Robert Johnson and Elmore James with Crossroads. We're going to break and identify the station when we come back, an extended interview with John and Grace Brim out of Gary, Indiana. It all happens here on Blues Before Sunrise.